the rebuilding of schools, the replacement of equipment that was damaged in the tornado, the programs that fund lessening the effects of future disasters, and we've got a lot of those applications that are coming from the counties right now for things such as individual safe rooms, for hardening of existing structures. All of those things are on hold.
So those things are on hold. Is this funding tied to specific projects, specific schools, specific roads? Or
no.
So what happens with these projects if you have an area where they were counting on those reimbursements for rebuilding a school or for safe rooms? What happens now?
Well, it'll just be placed on hold until Congress appropriates additional funding to the Disaster Relief Fund. Given the fact that we have just experienced another hurricane that's hit the East Coast, you know, I believe that Congress will have to look at the Disaster Relief Fund and an additional obligation to that, appropriation to that, you know, in the near future.
Do you have any idea how much money would be still be coming to Alabama? How much is being delayed?
I do not know right now exactly how much funding has been requested, but we do know that we will continue to receive funding for things like the safe rooms for the temporary schools. Those four school systems that have temporary schools right now that we're trying to get those temporary safe rooms installed for those students and faculty to be able to use later on this year, that funding will continue to come through. For those local jurisdictions that are still picking up debris, that funding will continue to come through even under this restriction.
As I understand it, you know, this has happened several times before. From your vantage point, is this because FEMA is underfunded or we've just had a high number of disasters lately?
I think, one, that it's because of the unprecedented disasters that we've had across this country. Congress did a supplemental appropriation, I believe back in June, with Congressman Idaho leading that effort to bring that, you know, to a level that it would not drop this low. But, you know, with the storms that have and disasters that have been experienced, even since we experienced those in April, the flooding in the Midwest and you know, along the Mississippi River, I think it's just depleted that fund sooner than what anyone would have hoped for.